Columbia Housing Authority has hired outside consultants to research a long-term revitalization plan to renovate old public housing buildings and add additional units. Columbia Housing Authority CEO Phil Steinhaus says the Housing Authority wouldn't go forward with the plan unless public housing residents support it. Several residents spoke up to express concerns about the funding for the project and about transition plan for residents. The strategic plan calls for part of the funding to come from low-income tax credits for private investors. The Housing Authority would apply to the Missouri Housing Development Commission for tax credits. Joanne Mitchell is a resident of public housing on Unity Drive. She says residents are worried about private investors' influence over the properties and whether the housing will remain public housing.
And it's a possibility that private companies are trying to get in here. And if they do, that's going to change the whole cycle. We don't need that. That no longer is the part of public housing.
Michelle Duffy is a consultant with ND Consulting Group.
I think what they're really concerned about is, when is this going to happen? How is it going to affect me? And can I just move back, if I want to move back, into a unit that's just like I left, except greatly improved? And I think that if we keep giving them those messages, then they don't have to worry about where the money comes from.
Steinhaus says he wants to repair the plumbing and make other improvements to current housing buildings, starting with units on Lincoln, University, and Worley. Steinhaus says the Columbia Housing Authority welcomes public comment at future meetings. Abby Spudick, KBIA News.